Welcome. Today I will be interviewing a few of our current interns here at the NATO Association of Canada. I'll begin by asking Michael Schell a few questions. As you all know, Michael Schell is the program editor for the International Business and Economy Program here at the NATO Association of Canada. Welcome back, Michael. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure. You know, I love coming on this program and your podcast.
Well, you're certainly one of my favorite people to interview, if I do say so myself.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to begin by asking you the following question. What are some of the most rewarding experiences that you have had at the NATO Association of Canada?
I guess just off the top of my head, working in general with a team of passionate individuals who shares a common spirit or passion for a certain subject makes work a lot easier and a lot more congenial, but also rewarding in a sense that makes it rewarding to come into work every day and be able to discuss with passion and with clear minds and very intelligent people issues and topics that affect not just people in the defense and security community, but every Canadian and people around the world. I've personally enjoyed editing people's work, putting out my own articles, my own content, attending the various conferences and events that the NAOC is partnered with or putting on. Those are always some of the highlights of the past 4 months for me. Working on publications, as we talked about during my previous podcast, or my previous appearance on the show, rather. All these things have just generally contributed to my overall experience here at the NATO Association.
Certainly. As the program editor for international business and economy, what would you like to see happen next for your program?
So I think it's definitely an important question to be asking, not only myself, but all the other program editors, where they see their program going, staying true to the association's ethos and to the section's ethos, but also pushing forward and taking your own kind of twist on the program is important for any program editor, rather. I would like to see perhaps more content on regional economic organizations like perhaps ECOWAS or ASEAN or the Andean community, because we've covered a lot of more traditional topics in macroeconomics and international business. But I think there's definitely room to explore global and emerging topics, whether that be in Europe or elsewhere around the world. We had a series of articles on the TTP, and so weeks like that or a series of articles like that are just an example, I think, of where the program can go in the future. Also, perhaps covering more bilateral trade relations, so from one country to another, and specifically maybe what you would term maybe south-to-south relations or developing countries to other developing countries, and talking about how contact and trade relations between two emerging economies can have an effect here in Canada and around the rest of the world.
With your extensive expertise and your background in international business and economy, what is the best advice that you can provide to the new group of interns that will be starting next month?
So I think to be successful here at the NATO Association, and just in general, you have to have a strong knowledge of the topic that you're planning on covering and the topic area that you plan on working in. I would say, just as my personal advice would be, never miss an opportunity to improve your writing. At the end of the day, that's what people remember your position for and remember your time here for. So never miss the opportunity to improve your writing, and just use the opportunity at the NATO Association to expose your work to just commentary and criticism from your peers, from the editors here, because you will refine your writing and you will improve your writing over the course of the internship for sure. And that will help you in your future graduate work and doctoral work and professional work and personal work too. And I think that's truly one of the hallmarks of the internship here at the NATO Association.
Michael, how would you say that this internship has helped shape your views of the world?
I'm not sure if the internship per se has changed my views or influenced my views of the world, but I think rather the internship has exposed me to a wide variety of individuals and approaches and perspectives that I usually would not have had the opportunity to interact with. And so in that sense, some of my perspectives have been more challenged or more confronted by opposing perspectives that I had not previously been exposed to. And so, you know, some people's perspectives and approaches are much more nuanced, while as some people's are much more overt and, I guess, in your face, if you want to say. but I think that in the end, that's a invaluable dialogue that everyone should be striving to push themselves into.
Moving forward, what are some of your plans for your bright future?
I plan on pursuing graduate studies, ideally in the field of European security or European economic integration. Personally, I'm very keen to explore topics like European Union political and economic integration, the issues of migration and displacement, and diaspora politics. These kind of all overlap, I would say, with one another. Economic migration, security studies, etc., mostly with a European focus. And I hope to pursue this at a graduate level.
Michael, I have to say it's always a pleasure interviewing you, and I'm honored to have had the opportunity to have gotten to know you very well. I have nothing but respect for the work that you do, and I certainly encourage all of the students and all of the young professionals listening to this podcast to please read the work that Michael Schell has had published on the NATO Association of Canada's site. As the program editor for International Business and Economy, I would say that he certainly has made extremely valuable contributions, and a lot of his publications are certainly valuable in the sense that you will be able to obtain a better understanding as to the impact of international business and the impact of certain factors and various aspects of the economy as time has progressed. Michael, would you like to share any final words with our listeners today?
Well, firstly, that's very high praise. Thank you.
Well deserved.
I would just have to say, I think just as with any employment opportunity, you have to make the most of your time in whatever capacity you have, whether that be as an editor, whether that be as a contributor or a manager, whatever it happens to be, to really make the most of your time in every capacity that you can is really what I've taken away from my time here at the NATO Association.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Next, I will be interviewing Sandra Song. She is currently a research analyst and editor for the Canadian Armed Forces program here at the NATO Association of Canada. Sandra was previously a junior research fellow for the Strategic Reserve program in 2013. Welcome back, Sandra. Thank you so much for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me again.
Always a pleasure. I'd like to begin by asking you the following question.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your most rewarding experiences that you have had at the NATO Association of Canada?
I would have to say the most rewarding experience, I think, was working with my writers, because, you know, it's great to write and publish your own work, but I think when you can work with other people and kind of help them develop their work, There's something special and rewarding to that, in my opinion.
Certainly, and I think also a lot of the writers that you have worked with have greatly benefited from the advice that you've provided them with, along with the mentorship that you have provided every writer that has had the privilege of getting to know you and the privilege of getting to work with you.
I mean, that's what I would ideally like to think and believe. I mean, I hope that my writers appreciated my feedback and, I guess, the guidance that I was trying to give them. And, you know, I did try to treat them as individuals, and I always adjusted the way that I communicated with each person individually based on whatever it is that they needed. And, you know, I'm just always so grateful for the work that they do, and this is something that they do on their own time voluntarily, so I do appreciate that.
Absolutely. Sandra, as the program editor for the Canadian Armed Forces, what would you like to see happen next in your program?
Well, as you said in the introduction, actually, because I used to be a writer for the Strategic Reserve Program, which has now actually merged with the Maritime Nation Program from a couple of years ago. So that's actually expanded into the Canadian Armed Forces Program. And I think the direction that I would like to see this program go is just to continue, you know, expanding. And I don't know, there's a lot of potential there, and I feel that it's something that doesn't get addressed often, and if we can just continue pouring in more articles and more material, that's the only thing I could really ask for.
What would you say is the best advice that you'd be able to provide to the new group of interns that will be starting next month, especially with the extensive expertise that you have to offer? I think that you certainly would be one of the most qualified interns to answer this question?
I think the best advice I can probably give is don't be afraid to take on challenges, and whatever you put into this position is what you will get back. So if you are dedicated to your writers, they will be receptive to it and they will produce the articles. And you know, work with your team. You have to be really good at communicating with people. So that's very important here at the NATO Association of Canada. And just don't be afraid to express your opinions and your thoughts.
Moving forward, what are some of your plans for the future?
Oh, goodness. This is actually a tough
one. It's going to be a bright future, I know that much.
Oh, thank you. But I'm really not sure. I mean, I'm very open to a lot of different career fields and different streams. The thing is, I think ideally I would like to get into something related with policy or conflict. And I mean, I used to be a consultant before coming to the NATO Association of Canada. So that's something I really enjoyed. And I think I wouldn't mind doing some sort of consulting work again.
Certainly. Sandra, would you like to share any final words with our listeners today?
I think the one thing, I guess, because I mean, most of the people who are probably either listening to this or will be coming in for the internship at the NATO Association is that they're probably straight out of school. And I'm just going to say, don't get too discouraged if, you know, everything doesn't go as planned. So there are very many streams that you can go into that you didn't realize were options while you were a student and or straight out of school. And there are very many, I guess, possibilities and options out there. And every role, every function that you have, as you know, little or as big as it gets, there's merit to it. And they're all great learning opportunities. So just keep learning, keep developing your skills, and that's about it.
Sandra, I have to say it's been a privilege working with you, and I certainly hope that I'll have an opportunity to work more with you, and I certainly look forward to working with you and collaborating more with you on upcoming projects.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I am very sad to have to be stepping down.
I know. Well, we don't want you to go. We want you to stay here.
I mean, I will still be very much involved with the NATO Association. It's just I think I need to give somebody else a chance to, you know, be in the role that I was in. So, and maybe I'll work a little bit more on my own research in the meantime.
Sandra, thank you so much.
Thank you, Magdalena.
Next, I will be interviewing Jonas Becker. He is the NATO Association of Canada's program editor for procurement. Jonas, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's always a pleasure. I would like to begin by asking you the following question. What are some of the most rewarding experiences that you have had here at the NATO Association of Canada?
I think that some of the most rewarding experiences would very much be focused around the kind of conferences and roundtables that we put together. The NATO Association has a wide range of contacts, and it's very beneficial for the interns to be put in contact with them. So we hosted a defense conference in Ottawa in November. That we do that every year. And we had lots of ambassadors from the various embassies. We had military attachés. And it was at the Department of Foreign Affairs for the government. So that was it was just a really cool experience to be able to set foot in a world that you normally wouldn't have access to. You're also expected to put together your own conferences. So I'm currently working on a conference in Montreal for January on Scandinavian defense. And it's a very good learning experience to learn how to put these together and where to find the funding and who to invite.
And I have to certainly add to that, that in terms of the last conference that we had in Ottawa, I was really impressed with the amount of organization and your management overall. I know you put in a lot of work towards this conference, and I have to say that it was certainly one of the best conferences that I've ever had the privilege of attending. So I do want to sincerely thank you for all of your hard work and all of the effort that you put in towards making the conference a huge success.
Thank you so much, Magdalena. I think we all worked on it.
Yes. Jonas, as the program editor of procurement here at the NATO Association of Canada, what would you like to see happen next for your program?
Well, that's a very good question. I think what I would like to see happen is that procurement is it's a very specialized topic, is that we, you know, we deal with defense. We look at who's buying for defense, who's producing for defense. And something that would be very beneficial for the NATO Association procurement program would be to have more actual contact and links within the defense industry. So we've had people from OMX, We've had people from CADC, but it would be very good to have more people coming into the offices and the interns having outreach programs so that you can talk with people who are on the ground in the field and are actually working within it.
Definitely. And I have to say that as a result of being provided with this internship, a lot of the interns were provided with an opportunity to network with various people in the industry. Not too long ago, I was provided with a position with OMX where I'll be an account manager, and I'm very excited about working on that project part-time.
That's fantastic.
While also being a program editor here at NATO. I certainly have to say that I feel very lucky, and I'm very grateful to have had the opportunity to meet and work with a lot of hardworking individuals such as yourself. Jonas, with your background and your expertise, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the new group of interns that will be starting next month?
First of all, you're coming to the right place. I mean, the Native Association is a fantastic start for moving into any kind of field related to defense or politics. You know, the experiences that you get here and the people that you meet. One thing that you should be aware of coming in is that it's very beneficial to be a kind of self-focused person. You're going to be having to do a lot of your own project management and, you know, dealing with your own projects. You're given overarching tasks by management, but it's nice to come in and already have an idea of what you want to do and kind of set up your schedule accordingly. You're expected to manage your own affairs to a large degree.
In terms of shaping your views of the world, how would you say that this internship has provided you with an opportunity to shape your overall perspective of worldviews and issues that are ongoing?
Well, it's certainly done this in a few ways, but one of the main ways that it's really changed my way of looking at the world is that there's a misconception, I think, among the Canadian public that the military is always well-funded and that there's, you know, it's always getting heaps of money while other social services suffer. This isn't the case. We fluctuate between 1 and 1.2% of GDP. That's among the lowest of first world developed countries. And I think that it is problematic. It's not a zero-sum game. We don't have to sacrifice our education or healthcare values, but it's not enough for what we expect out of our military.
Jonas, moving forward, what are some of your goals for your future?
My immediate future is that I'll be doing an internship at the International Criminal Court in The Hague.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's huge.
I
know. I'm very excited. I'm hoping to be doing the officer training program with the Canadian Army Reserves. That would be next summer and would be ongoing. And I will be taking a master's degree in public policy at either University of Toronto or Carleton. And I would say that my ultimate goal as it stands at this moment is to work within government. So to work at Department of Foreign Affairs or Department of Defense. Yeah.
I think they'd be lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Jonas, would you like to share any final words with our listeners today?
Yeah, just building on what I said previously, if you have your heart set on a field like politics and like diplomacy or like foreign affairs, these kind of internships are exactly what you need coming out of the academic world. They're a perfect kind of connecting element that will take you from academia and writing essays into introducing you to the people and scenarios in which you'll be working. You know, there's not a better place, I think, in Canada than the Native Association.
Jonas, thank you so much. It's been an honor.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been pleasant working with you.